الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدى هدى نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاته. It's the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Jathiyah. وَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا هِيَ حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Those people say, it is only our life of the dunya. We die and then we live. We live and we die. And nothing is going to destroy us except ad-dahr, the time itself. No God, it's time that's going to destroy us. Allah went on to say, this is something that they have no knowledge of. They are just doing nothing but making presumptions. They're guessing. They're doing guesswork. The ayah mentions a word when they said, وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. This word, ad-dahr, nothing will destroy us except time, time itself. The scholars of Al-Islam, they took from this word and from this ayat a refutation against a group of people who were from the philosophers of the past and now. They're equivalent to our atheists. Those people who used to believe that there was no creator who created and no creator who's going to bring people back to life again. One of the few ayat, one or two, in all of the Quran, that deals with the atheists. You look at the mushrikun, the polytheists, Allah Azza wa Jal dealt with them in so many ayats of the Quran. And the mushrik is better than the atheist. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. Those atheists, those polytheists, the mushrikun, they say, they take partners, awliya, other than Allah, and they say, we only worship these guys at the Kaaba, and other than that, we worship them as the Hindus say, only so that they can get us closer to the one true God. So they did believe in Allah, but they believed in Him the wrong way, and they made shirk. But they are better than the atheist, who does not acknowledge or recognize any God. Allah also dealt with Ahlul Kitab. From the wisdom of that is, Rasulullah was in Mecca. And when he made the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, he went to an environment where many of the people were from Ahl Kitab. In addition to that, the last Nabi that was sent to the dunya before him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was from Ahl Kitab. In addition to that, the last divinely revealed book was to the people of Ahl Kitab. So Allah Azza wa Jal addressed them in a number of ayats of the Quran. They deserve to be addressed. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Tell those أهل الكتاب, you people are not standing upon anything. Your democracy and all of that other stuff. You are not standing upon any truth until you establish the Torah and the Injil, and what was revealed to you from your Lord. The shahid is that Allah addressed them. In many ayats, they deserve to be addressed. Many of us were from Ahlul Kitab, and we embraced Islam because Allah addressed us, and we deserve to be addressed. The munafiqun, and they're the worst of the lot. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest part of the hellfire. Why? Because of the danger that they pose on the Muslims. They're sitting here, and they're sitting in other masajid, and they're in our ummah, and they make fitna and fasad. But because Al-Islam commanded us to judge people based upon the zahir, We have to judge everyone as if he is a Muslim, even the munafiq. But the munafiq can be a Jew, he can be a Christian, he can be a Hindu, he can be an atheist, he can be all of that. But he proclaims and professes al-Islam outwardly. Allah addressed them in so many ayat of the Quran because they are those people who we have to look at them and judge them based upon what is zahir. But don't get it wrong, ikhwan. The munafiq doesn't necessarily wish good for the Yahud over the Muslims or for the Christians over the Muslims. The hypocrite is an individual who just wants to find his own maslaha, his own benefit. As Allah described them in the Quran, مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَٰئِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَٰئِ. The hypocrite is the one who is bouncing back and forth. He's not with them, nor is he with them. All he's looking for is his own benefit. So Allah addressed them in many ayat of the Quran. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُنَّ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So many ayat. As for the atheist, Allah doesn't address him except in one ayat, maybe two. And that is because, and this is the point, when the slave of Allah doesn't know Allah, he doesn't know himself. When the person doesn't know Allah and he says there's no God, he'll turn around and he'll say and believe in things that will put him down. He'll say, I come from a monkey. My grandfathers, my ancestors, they were gorillas. The Muslim community, we have this problem amongst ourselves where the Arabi thinks he's better than the Ajami, where the Jazairi thinks he's better than the Maghribi, where the Barbary thinks he's better than the non-Barbary, the Hawiya thinks he's better than the Darudi, and so forth. We have this problem. The one who doesn't know Allah, and he's an atheist, he says, I'm a mistake. I came from a monkey or a tadpole. Because he doesn't know his Lord, he doesn't know himself. So the message here today is for each and every one of us to make an effort to come to know who your Lord is. When you come to know who your God is, you know your reality. When you know who your Lord is, you don't make yourself bigger than what you deserve to be, nor do you make yourself smaller than what you deserve to be. The one who knows Allah, he will not listen to the pessimism and the negative comments that come from the people, especially those who are close to us. Those people who say from our loved ones, you'll never amount to anything. He wants to go and he wants to open up a store, even if it's on this main road. He wants to add on to the mini mata'im, the mini restaurant. He wants to open up one. The people will tell him, you'll never be able to do it. The one who knows Allah Azza wa Jal, he knows himself. And he knows that he has the ability to accomplish whatever he wants to accomplish by Allah's help. Because he knows, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. Allah is all-powerful, almighty, all-conquering over all of his servants. إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, then no one can harm you or defeat you.